Hi, this is Shelley. I wanted to take a moment here to explain how we can support you when you are thinking about warm-up practices. Those might be the practices that you want to incorporate early in class, or maybe later in class as you're still preparing for a particular peak pose, or also in cases where, say, you're teaching a restorative yoga class, but you want some gentle movement prior, or to support your own meditation. These are the practices that in general are not the traditional asana, but are either just called a stretch or they're variations of asana for particular uses. Here is where we have gathered up into a library those practices, and we're calling them stretches and flows. That name may change over time because it's not just stretching. There is some strengthening here, and we will build that more. But in general, the idea is static stretching as well as flows, meaning either dynamic movement in and out of a pose, such as a reclined twist, when you're exhaling to the side and inhaling back up and exhaling to the other side. We can call that a dynamic movement, or in this case, a flow. Also by flow, of course, we mean when we're combining two or more poses or movements. Cat-cow might be the most obvious, but clearly there are lots of ways to flow between movements. And this is where we'll gather those up for you. Again, we've got them organized by target anatomy. So you'll see here on this page what those categories are: hips and legs, neck, wrists, ankles, etc. When it gets to back and side waist, I just wanted to point out that the reason you don't see core in that name, back and side waist could be called core, is because often when we do use that name core, we're thinking about core strengthening, and that is another really big section on the site. So you'll see core strengthening separate, and the back and side waist area in general is more in the range of stretching. It's still a really big, deep section though, so we have broken that out into a lot of pages, but they are based on your foundation and then whether it's static or dynamic. So standing, seated, supine, hands and knees. And in this case, we have separated out, like I said, the static from the dynamic. We don't always do that, but there were just a lot here. In addition, although our focus here is on the ability to bring you the stretches that don't fit into an asana digest, we still know that asana is often a great solution. So for instance, apanasana, knees to the chest, wind relieving pose, we wouldn't want to neglect that if you were thinking about low back or hip stretches. So we'll mention that here and link you back to the asana digest for the instructions and variations. And the reason for that linking is simply not to duplicate information that then can become an upkeep potential for error. So sometimes you'll link back to an asana digest, but the intention here is so you can see lots of ideas on one page to meet a particular need. And on that note, because some poses, say you're thinking of a flowing bridge pose, and as you lift up the hips, the arms are going up overhead. So we're working a lot here, like we often are in asana, or we're addressing many parts of the body. So we try to mention that both in the section on the back as well as on the shoulders, so that you don't miss ideas. If you ever feel like we are missing anything or you'd like to think about it differently, just please let us know. Otherwise, I hope that this supports you, and wishing you the best in your practice and teaching. Thank you.